This is in regards to an aggravated robbery that was reported to our agency back on September 5th in the 800 block of Earl Rudder Freeway at a convenience store at that location. The clerk of the store had been discovered by a city employee unconscious outside and suffering from some injuries. Our officers and then our detectives arrived on scene and ended up initiating an investigation of the aggravated robbery. Subsequently to that, images of the suspects were released to the local media, and was vital in a subsequent Crime Stoppers tip, which provided the names of possible suspects. Our Criminal Investigations Division, Detective Winnie, was able to then further his investigation with regards to these two people and found evidence linking both of them to the crime, and they have been subsequently taken into custody yesterday afternoon and then a short time ago here at the police department.
And the two people arrested are?
Nicholas Troy Bogert, which is a 19-year-old male, as well as a Jordan Krob, who is an 18-year-old male.
Cooperative nature of the community, as well as detectives combining efforts, and just another example of how everybody contributing to make something happen.
Oh, absolutely. We as a police department, we have to have the assistance and the support of the community in order to effectively do our job. There's only so many of us that can be out on the street at any point in time, and if we have the citizens helping out there, being our eyes and our ears, they can provide us information to unsolved crimes. They can provide us information to perhaps prevent crimes from occurring. And it again is we are the city's police department, so it's very incumbent upon us to work and have that good relationship with the community. And it's something that we couldn't function without. So we're very appreciative of our citizens and our media for assisting by getting that picture out there so somebody could recognize him.